You're listening to, you know what really grinds my gears? Dissecting religious ideologies and belief systems through the New Covenant lens of grace.
There are wolves in our midst. No, they're not the unbelievers who hate the church or the sinners whose disobedience hurts the reputation of the church, and I'm referring to the institution. Those wolves aren't the heretics either, or those who get their theology wrong. All of those people can create problems, don't get me wrong, but the wolves I'm talking about are those who have the reputation of a external spiritual godliness, we can say, that have believed their own lie about God. So if you joined in my podcast last week, I basically talked about wolves, or talked about dogs, calling out the dogs, and I specifically focused on a man by the name of David Herzog. Well, today I'm going to zero in on another, I believe, false teacher that is part of the NAR, and that's an abbreviation for New Apostolic Reformation, which is more of a charismatic Pentecostal type flavor of Christianity. Now, this man, I'm not sure, and he might need some introduction. I know a few people that know him. I've come across him on so many different platforms, on TV, on, of course, on YouTube, and just by watching apologetic shows and people who defend the gospel and call out error and try to bring the teachings that these people do in light of the new covenant, in light of the gospel of grace. So today I'm going to zero in on a man by the name of Sid Roth. Sid Roth, yes. Now, before we get into Sid Roth and his antics and what he's all about, I just want to just draw your attention to Acts 20, 28-31. In the book of Acts, Paul is on his way to Rome, where he would face some major trials and a good possibility that he would be executed. He asked the leaders of his church in Ephesus to meet him on the dock in the harbor in Miletus. Sitting on the dock in the bay. I'm sorry if you didn't get that reference. It's an old lyrics, an old classic song. Anyway, I digress. Everybody was aware that this could very well be the last time they would all meet together. And there are lots of tears. And Paul said to those leaders in Ephesus, he said these words, "Pay careful attention to yourselves and to the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure," here's the announcement, the precursor, "fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. From among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert." Now, this is very, very interesting, because Paul gave the leaders of the church in Ephesus a warning. He told them to be alert, to be aware, and he called their attention to a uninvited guest, a fierce guest by the name of wolves. And he also said that they're going to come in among you and not going to spare the flock, meaning the lambs, the church, the family of God, the believers of Jesus Christ. Now that I've said that, I'm going to use the same springboard as Paul did. And I'm going to warn you, those who are children of God, who've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, who's completely forgiven, who's sealed, secured in Christ forever, knowing your sins will never be remembered again, that he loves you no matter what, that his grace is always, always abounding. You are his and he's yours. There is no severing the branch from the vine. You are entirely his. You are all of his, and nobody has the right to come along and confuse the grace of God in your life. And this is what Paul was doing with the leaders in Ephesus. He was making them focus on the fact that there's going to be betrayers. There's going to be people, and he called them wolves, going to come in among you and try to dismantle the very truth of the gospel and make an absolute mess of the children of God. And I'm doing the same thing right here. And I want to focus in on false teacher Sid Roth. Now, Sid Roth, if you don't know Sid Roth, well, I don't know what to say. This guy is an absolute clown. He's turned the gospel into a conveyor belt of making money, of platform of importance, a strategy to grow his PR, and I can go on and on and on. But if you don't know Sid Roth is a popular charismatic televangelist. He's featured mostly on TVN, but he's all over YouTube as well. And he's the founder of his ministry, which is called It's Supernatural. And he's part of, like I mentioned before, he's part of the NAR, or the New Apostolic Reformation. Now, Sid Roth's show, if you've never watched it, if you never listened to it, he starts it off like this. I'm Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. So he's turning the supernatural world or supernatural acts and happenings into this norm of way of life. It's a normal way of life, like it should be happening every day, every second of the day, 365 days a year. This is the package in which he sells supernatural living. It should be normal. It should be normalized. But that is not the case. And we know that life is a grind. It's going to work. It's found in loving your wife and your children and your coworkers and your boss. And all those things are not easy. And we would never call them supernatural, right? They're just normal, natural aspects of life that we just have to grind in and day out. There's no supernatural happenings. I don't know about you, but I don't go seeking after these supernatural gifts. I have the gift of the Spirit afforded to me because Christ died, was buried and rose again. And when he left and went away, he sent the Comforter and Counselor. On the moment I believed, the Holy Spirit was deposited in me as a guarantee. So I'm marked by the Holy Spirit. I have the most supernatural thing that anyone could ever have. And as you listen today, you might agree that you have, if you believe in Jesus. So we don't need to look anywhere else. Anyway, I digress. So back to Sid Roth. So this new apostolic reformation has roots, can be traced back to the new order of the latter rain. If you're not familiar, it's a cult that holds to the dominionist belief that God is restoring apostles, prophets, who will carry out God's work of restoring the nations back to him while judging those who oppose him. So the NAR cult believes they're to influence the what they call the Seven Mountain Mandate, which is control and conquer, like a militant faith, a militant pursuit after society in the areas of arts and entertainment, business, finance, church, religion, dissemination and media, education, science, tech, family, health, government, and law. It's the whole kit and caboodle. It's to master and dominate and take over all aspects of the world and life. Sid Roth, let's just say right off the top here, is an entertainer first and foremost, and a poor extractor of sound contextual Scripture at its worst. His show features outlandish characters who make these wild claims about what they've seen or done. On his show, It's Supernatural, he recently platformed a woman who claimed that she commanded a tornado to stop in its tracks and obeyed it, and it obeyed her command. I think her name was Judy Brooks. So funny, eh? So I think she was trying to usurp the power of Jesus in Mark 4, who was marveled at when he commanded the winds to stop. But we won't go there today. Another outlandish character that Sid Roth platformed is George Carl. George Carl claimed he visited heaven. And get this, this is the part and parcel of the characters that Sid Roth endorses on his show. Now, there's another guy by the name of Dr. Michael Brown who endorses him too. He's kind of like the umbrella leader head over the NAR movement. And I'll tell you what he said in just a few moments. But this guy, this guest, Carl, who was on the Sid Roth show, It's Supernatural, he said he visited heaven and Jesus told him that they were always drunk in heaven. Yeah. Okay. So we're to believe that? Listen, that's just flights of fancy. That's just whimsical, made up things that people think. You think about it long and hard enough, it's almost like it becomes a reality to people. I call that not common sense. He visited heaven and Jesus told him that there were always drunk people in heaven, or they were drunk all the time. I mean, you make sense out of that. I'll let you, I'll put it in your lap and you can make the decision. So these two examples are just a small sample size of the craziness that Roth basically platforms on his television show. And he passes them off as accurate, sound, true stories. But Roth's problems don't end there. One thing Sid Roth said, I'm not sure, I think it was maybe a couple years ago, was so outlandish and so unbelievable, it's worth an honorable mention just to gasp at it. And this, I think, proves that he's a false teacher. Not that we need any more proof. But in 2020, I think it was 2020, Sid Roth said that the greatest proof that there was a God in heaven was Donald Trump's presidency. Yeah. Can we take a moment of silence for stupidity? I mean, that's so unsound. I mean, it's really hard to find a descriptive word to describe that. But that's what he said. He didn't cite scripture. He didn't even make an apologetic case or nothing like that. He just said that it's Trump. That's proof that God exists. It's Trump's presidency. Now, I won't get into exactly what he said about Trump. And I won't outline that at all, but you could take my word for it. But anyway, regardless of mine or your opinion of Donald Trump, I mean, citing him as proof that God is real is blasphemous, really. It's a French fry short of a Happy Meal, if you know what I mean. There's only one man who is proof of God. His name is Jesus Christ, right? You've seen me, you've seen the Father. Does this sound like the kind of man you want to assist you in training up your children? Do you want your teenager to come across guys like Sid Roth and his guest? Do you want them to be indoctrinating your children? Do you want them to be feeding your children on biblical nonsense? I mean, they target children. Roth is, I think, he's got a cartoon series out called Supernatural Sid, which basically indoctrinates children to his wacky and weird, unbiblical belief system. It's just outlandish. It's so bad. So Sid Roth is a false prophet who's made unbiblical and ungodly claims. He also lies and repeats the same stories over and again, attributing lies to the Holy Spirit, basically, because the Holy Spirit's not saying any of this. In one instance, he retold the same story with the same details, but with a few elements changed. And he did that in order to convince people that he had some kind of special connection with God. But he was caught because there was one viewer on YouTube that watched and listened to this one story that he would tell on numerous occasions. And she pointed out the differences in the details of the story and basically wrote in the comments, I'm one of, I think, Dr. Michael Brown's shows or Sid Roth's shows, and she actually pointed out specifically and with detail the differences that he would insert into this story that supposedly is to be the same story, but it was different. So he's been proven to be to lie, which is, again, should be an alert. So false teachers, guys, like this is just again, it's just a 15-minute segment here on calling out the dogs. And this is episode 2. And but again, it's just, I want to get this word out because there's a lot of innocent bystanders. There's casualties within the body of Christ. And Paul said it, be alert. Wolves are slipping in and they're going to try to emasculate the body of Christ. They're going to try to destroy. And they do that with doctrine, false teaching. And it's sad because we have the scriptures that were written for us and to us. And you have to discern that. There's a difference between for and to. But it's to correct. Timothy, 1 Timothy, I think, or 2 Timothy, tells us that the Word of God is one of the uses of the Word, of the Scripture, sorry, the Scriptures, is to correct and rebuke. So if the Scriptures in context are not saying any of what these guys are saying, these deceitful wolves, well, then we have a right to just say, no, I'm sorry, it's error. 2 Corinthians 11:13 and 15 says, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. Their end will correspond to their deeds. So to end this episode, I just want you to take a cold, hard look at what this does. It brings reproach in the name of Christ. It puts words in the mouth of the Holy Spirit. And it really leads the family, the lambs, Jesus's flock, away into the hands of a deceitful shepherd. And we know there's harm there. We know there's pain and agony and sorrow. The ongoing giving, monetary giving to these online platforms and these ministries that just make a mockery of the name of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is just too, the gospel is too rich. It's too beautiful. It's too good to let someone come along and completely mar it. So that's what I'm doing on these few episodes of Calling Out the Dogs. And today's was Sid Roth. Well, guys, that's all I have for today. Hope you enjoyed it. If you want to follow me on YouTube and Instagram, it's in the show notes below. And until next time, remember what I always say. It's all about Jesus. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Nice chatting with you. Catch you on the next one. Bye.